right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
Okay, nerds! Let's go! Why do I gotta start this week?
You start every week.
No,
I like to give you the first word.
I got nothing to say.
Well, think of something. We got like an hour to kill, so.
I have like news and stuff.
A couple of things to say.
I don't know how to like start off every week. I feel like every week I'm like, howdy or hi or yo.
You seem like you're high every week.
Not high. You're drunk. No, not even. I've cut back.
Well, before you cut all the way back, I should say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 206.
Wow.
And we're calling this one Insert Title Here. Now, why, you may ask, are we calling it Insert Title Here? That's because that's our contest this week.
Oh, all right. I can get on board with that.
Yes, for a Fabulescent prize. After listening to the entirety of this episode, front to back, we're asking you, the listener, to name episode 206 and to send those. How are we going to do this? You want to do this by phone call? Let's do it by phone call. So you want to go to the GVM line,
425-920-6050.
And you want to leave your episode 206 title on the GVM line. We're going to pick the best one out of all of the entries that we get, and we're going to give away a terrific prize.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
Shouldn't we talk about, like, you know, go over to the website, check out the episode gallery for this episode, along with every other gallery for every other episode?
We could do that.
We should also say that we'll be at New York Comic Con.
That's coming right around the corner.
Three weeks?
I think it's like 2 weeks at this point.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. Two and a half.
No, it's 3 weeks.
Two and a half.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Next week is the first. The following week is the eighth.
No, the next week is the first.
Next Friday
is the first.
Is the first.
Oh.
The following Friday is New York Comic Con.
Oh.
So that's 2 weeks and a couple days, depending on when you're listening to this. Might be a week and a half, depending
Damn.
On.
Yeah, that's right.
When you
Might
actually
be tomorrow.
Hear it. Right, exactly.
Never know around here.
So, you know.
We got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Speaking of New York Comic Con, OG will be posting our signing schedule, guest list.
Yes, and that is all set in stone, except for.
So there's still the
one or two unconfirmed.
Those four awful horsemen are still keeping us at bay as
we
to
like
weather.
All of them.
We
like
do.
Mostly.
No, we do love them all. I'm teasing. I just want them to sign at our booth.
I know
they're so very busy, and you know they they do such terrific work. You almost hate to be the dick that's like, "Come on, dude, sign my booth."
But you're good at being the dick.
Thank you. No problem. The point is that they are hard at work at so many terrific projects that, you know, we just simply may not be able to pull them away. But I am still working on it. Pete Abrams now confirmed from Sluggy Freelance.
Pete Abrams confirmed for Saturday later in the day.
Ah, Saturday later in the day.
Yeah, I think like 4 to 5.
Just an hour?
Well, until he wants to leave.
He's doing at least 2 hours.
He can stay until four to closing.
Four to closing.
That's a lot of hours. No, doesn't it close at like 7 or 8?
I thought it closed at 6.
I don't know.
Well, he'll be there.
He'll be there at 4 o'clock.
Well,
whenever he leaves.
Right. The week before, let's call it October. Shall we call it October 1st? October 1st on the website, OG will be posting our entire plans for New York Comic Con. So you can check all of that their stuff out.
You can.
And you will be thrilled and amazed by all that you see there, one would hope.
We hope.
And speaking of being thrilled and amazed, have we heard from Argonaut Resins?
No.
Have we not received a phone call from Argonaut Resins? What's that kid's name? Jason?
No.
Mikey?
Eric.
Eric. We've not heard yet what our exclusive is from Eric from Argonaut Resins?
No. I told you last week that there may not be one. He's working diligently to have something exciting set up.
I'm a little disappointed. Well, got to tell you. We're going to see him this Friday?
I think we are going to see him this Friday. Now, we're going to see a lot of people this Friday.
Now, whether you're hearing this after...
right, this Friday.
Friday the 24th.
If you're hearing this before Friday the 24th...
A, it's a miracle.
Come join us at My Plastic Heart in New York City for the Chris Reiniak Gallery opening. Chris will be there, and a bunch of our friends are going to be there as well. Of course, if you're hearing this after Friday the 24th, the Chris Reiniak Gallery show. What a great show.
Unbelievable.
We met some awesome people, got to hang out with a lot of friends. Woo!
Let's say this for certain, though. My Plastic Heart is the home for Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And the designer toy movement.
Is that what you're declaring? Designer toy home.
That's what that is.
That's because it's the closest one.
Do we have an address for them?
Yeah, they're actually located at 210 Forsyth Street, New York, New York. And
Off of Hudson, right? Or
Houston.
Yeah,
yes.
Right off of Houston Street.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, so check those guys out. They have a website also?
MyPlasticHeart.com.
There you go, MyPlasticHeart.com. The home of Big Kev's Geek Stuff designer toy. The designer toy home of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. How is that? Is there a proper way to say that?
You've just made this up, so I'm rolling with what you say. I'm assuming if you've said it, you have a microphone in front of you, it must be correct.
That old gag.
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
Well, you know, we have to jump right back into someplace we left off a mere 2 episodes back.
Yay.
Keanu Reeves has opened up his mouth.
Oh, good.
About Bill and Ted
3. I hope it's to squash it for good.
He is in talks with Alec Winters, developing a script.
Uh-huh.
And he wants Werner Herzog to direct the film.
Werner Herzog.
that's what he wants. Or Werner Herzog.
Do we have some Werner Herzog other pictures?
If we spoke German, I might be able to read some of these titles to you.
Okay.
Most notably, here in the States, though.
Yeah.
I think he did a terrible remake of a film.
Whoa.
Starring Nicolas Cage, Ava Mendez.
Oh, did he do Bad Lieutenant?
He did. Ugh. So there's that. But really the only reason I mentioned this is because we originally said that there was no way that Keanu Reeves was actually at all interested in this. And apparently he's bored. So
apparently.
So there it is.
Was that part of the statement that he was bored?
No, that's not part of the statement.
Oh, okay.
But we saw some images online this week. Concept art of the still might be happening Voltron movie.
Yes.
All right. So I both love and hate it.
Okay. Tell me why.
I think it kind of looks cool.
Right.
Right? I mean, the lions for arms and the Voltron head looks great. But the problem is, it's kind of like Ravage from the Transformers movies.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know how he looks in the movies?
Yeah.
Like, those are kind of what the lions look like.
Right.
Like bad Transformers instead of robotic lions.
Right.
Or, you know, there's something about it that's cool, but
they're over
scary at the same time.
They're trying to be overachieving on the design,
yes,
rather than just being simple.
Yes. But
yeah,
you know,
I thought that might happen.
The imagery still is pretty cool, and I still kind of am interested to see if it moves forward. So.
Well, I was always a fan of the Lion Voltron.
Lion Force is the only one that I like.
Exactly. And so I would be interested to see how they would approach it. If, am I wrong? Is that the Empire State Building in that photo?
Yeah, I think in one of them, and then the Statue of Liberty is in one of them.
So Voltron's in...
In New York.
In apparently. New York.
Yes.
That's interesting because...
Well, American, you know, actor.
Yeah, but it doesn't take place on Earth, does it?
Yeah, isn't he Defender of the Universe?
Universe? So
it, well, it could take place on Earth
little,
then.
Was there a little lion
I think
place?
It was. Hmm. I think it was on Earth.
Okay.
And again, he's Defender of the Universe, so, you know,
could
it
be
could
anywhere.
Happen. Just okay. saying.
Hey, it's weird. It just all seems right, weird. Fine.
Jeremy Renner says that Hawkeye's costume will not be the traditional purple Hawkeye costume
not.
That we know from the Avengers.
Purple and pink, sir.
Yeah, purple and pink, right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the straying away from that costume.
Dude, does he say what it will be?
No, he doesn't.
Just says it won't be traditional.
He just says it. He says it. His understanding is that it will not be the traditional costume.
Well, we can hearken back to days of yesteryear when we talked about the Captain America costume photographs.
And there are some new ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I sent you that link a couple weeks ago.
You didn't send me any such thing, sir. Not the motorcycle ones?
Yeah. We didn't talk about those on the show.
I know we didn't talk about them, but we saw them.
Oh, yeah, we saw them.
Because we had nothing nice to say.
Well, you know.
Oh, really, though, that's never stopped
us. I don't hate them. You hate them much more than I hate them.
I really don't like them at all. It doesn't look like something that somebody would wear in the 40s, even as a joke. So, not to mention the fact that the Nazi motor... Oh, they're not Nazis.
They're Hydra agents.
They're Hydra agents. And they're super futuristic looking motorcycles. The things look like they came out of Tron. Like they pulled the Tron cycles. They pulled all the lights out of the Tron cycles. That's what those dumb cycles look like that are chasing, that are supposed to be chasing Captain America on what looks like, I guess, a 40s motorcycle, army motorcycle. No, I don't like the costume. At all. I'm more terrified about the movie because I've seen those images. And I'm sure they'll probably fuck up Hawkeye's costume as well. So I guess that's all there is to be said.
According to the Wikipedia, Hydra's level of technology is a highly advanced, is as highly advanced as any other on Earth.
Uh-huh.
It's based on an alien technology.
Okay.
Not that I'm agreeing with you, but I'm just saying that there is justification.
If it's advanced as any on
looking.
Earth, uh-huh. Advanced as any on Earth would mean at the time of the 40s, it would be as advanced as Germany and the U.S. Those bikes do not look
like. I
think
that sentence is poorly written, but I'm
well,
just saying.
Whatever it is, sir, it looks terrible. It does not look like the 40s.
I like
and what?
Them.
And Cap's going to fight aliens now?
No. Well, I mean, he might eventually
oh,
with
well,
Thor.
The Hydra, you know, is it alien technology?
Look,
it's
I'm just,
fucking gay.
All right. I like Hydra. I like Cap. Gay. I don't think he looks bad.
Terrible.
I like the costume. I think the one thing I don't like about that costume, I don't like the shield. I wish they would have, like, progressed the shield a little bit. Started out with the one shield and progressed to the modern age round shield.
Did he have the round shield? Or did
he had
have...
the round shield.
Oh,
in those
he
images,
did.
He had the round shield. He doesn't have like
oh,
the,
he doesn't have the traditional.
The yeah. With
looks
the...
like a top of a cock.
Yeah, that one.
If pointed. That,
if
pointed
that's how you
shield,
want to describe it.
Triangular?
Yeah.
How about that? Triangular.
Sure.
Didn't, yeah, I'm a little upset about it. Yeah, but you know what? That's, you know, they've already showed the shield. In Tony Stark's shop in Iron
right.
Man 2, and it was the round shield. It's just ridiculous. It just gets worse and worse.
With Harry Potter going away.
Regrettably.
Warner Brothers apparently is scheduled to announce a slew of superhero-related projects before the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
In the next 3 months, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's really huge. I mean...
We
know,
until we
Flash.
Know what they are.
Well, we know we've heard Flash is in development. There's rumors that there's still Wonder Woman in development somewhere out there.
Right.
We haven't heard any official announcement on the third Batman film.
Yes, we have. They had a release date. We talked about it on this program.
Did we have an official release date for Warner? Sir. I didn't think that we did.
We did.
I thought it was a tentative 2013
or 2012
or whatever it was. Well,
wait, was it 2012 or was it 2011?
Oh, I don't think it's 2011. It hasn't begun production yet.
In either case, we've said what it was. So,
well, all I'm saying is I don't really think that's any news, and I think we probably could guess what it's going to be. So there's that.
Right. A little bit of comic news to share. The Harvey Awards were announced, and there were a lot of good award recipients. These, of course, are the would you call them the comic book awards? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's essentially what they are. They're the Oscars of the comic books.
Recognizing outstanding work published in 2009. And they were given out at Baltimore Comic Con. Let's go. Should we go over some of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, best writer, Robert Kirkman for The Walking Dead.
Woohoo!
So, and clearly, I mean, that book is amazing.
And it's standout, and it's, you know, we're a couple weeks away from the premiere of the TV show, and so.
Yep. Let's see, a couple of others here. Best new talent, Rob Guillory for Chew.
Wow.
Which is a book that we've talked about on this
show.
Sure. That's kind of a really off-kilter book from Image, and I think it's terrific. Best cover artist, Mike Mignola for Hellboy, The Bride of Hell.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. Mm. Best continuing or limited series, The Walking Dead.
Nice. Kirkman.
The Walking Dead is
walking
cleaning
away.
Up. Best anthology was Wednesday Comics, the DC broadsheet type comics.
Well, you know what? That was a kind of a risky thing for DC to do, but it was a success, and they're being awarded for it. So
right.
Good for them.
Best previously published graphic album, Mice Templar Volume 1. I'm not sure what previously published graphic album is.
I don't know either.
That one I'm a little confused about, but we're
unless
glad.
They mean collection?
Like
it was previously published as individual issues and then collected?
Maybe.
In an album?
I guess. Boy, that would be interesting if that was the case. Best domestic reprint project was The Rocketeer, The Complete Adventures. The Rocketeer, Complete Adventures also won Best Colorist for Laura Martin, who I think recolored the entire thing. So that was very exciting. Best online comics work was PvP, which I thought was...
Really?
Really?
I'm kind of over PvP.
Yeah. Didn't mention Rocketeer Complete Adventures also won a special award for excellence in presentation.
Huh.
Wow, Rocketeer cleaning up. Rocketeer and Walking Dead, two of my favorites, cleaning up at the Harvey Awards this year. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. The Dick Giordano Humanitarian of the Year Award went to Tim Sale and Jerry Robinson. And the... Hero Initiative Lifetime Achievement Award went to Walt Simonson. So congratulations to those winners and all of the winners who won Harvey Awards this year. That's exciting when they recognize books that we are in favor of here and we're fans of.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
Looked like to me only Marvel only won one award. Best cartoonist, by the way, Darwin Cook.
Oh, nice.
For Richard Starks, The Hunter.
We like Darwin.
Yeah,
though he stumped me at SDCC.
I'm just looking. Klaus Janson for Amazing Spider-Man won Best Inker. I think that is the only... am I wrong? I think that is the only Marvel comics that won anything here. I'm just taking a quick second look to make sure. A lot of Image, a lot of, you know, independent stuff. That is the only Marvel comic that won, and there are no DC comics. Wow. Well, bravo to the independents. They deserve it.
Keeping in comic book sort of related news, Frank Miller, you know, getting ready for the release of Xerxes, the comic that comes out, I think, before the end of the year. And Zack Snyder has said that he is halfway through the script for the film adaptation.
Oh, yeah?
So there you go. He's got Sucker Punch, and then when that's done, Xerxes is next.
Sucker Punch looks really good.
Looks really good. I'm excited for Sucker Punch.
Yeah, me too.
That's it. I've got no more news, so why don't we take our first break?
All right, we'll do that, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 206, insert title here.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Rosario Dawson from Clerks 2, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 206, insert title here.
Uh-huh. And that, of course, is an allusion that you should listen to the entirety of the episode 206, and then go to the GVM line.
Right, 425-920-6050.
And leave us a title for the episode, and we're going to pick the best title from all the entries, and you're going to get a prize. And speaking of a prize, we have one to give away for our Expendables 2 contest, correct?
Right. A couple weeks back, we had asked you to give us a call in and let us know who you would cast in the Expendables 2.
Right.
And we got a bunch of entries. Some of them are really good.
Mm-hmm.
One is really confusing.
One of them is a wacko. And so let's play the runner-up first.
Okay.
Then we'll play the winner.
Right.
Then we'll play the wacko.
Right. So the winner is going to get a prize. The runner-up is just kind of like a attaboy.
If the winner is unable to complete his slash her duties.
Then the runner-up
as the winner.
Right.
The runner-up will receive the prize.
Hi, Big Kev and OG. It's Alan, Country Boy on the forums, calling in for the 80s action star that should be in the next Expendables. First one I thought of was Chuck Norris, but I'm guessing everybody thought of that. He would be great because if he were in a D&D game, he wouldn't make saves against death. Death would make saves against Chuck Norris. No, I was actually thinking of Michael Dudikoff. And for those who don't know who that is, he was the star of the American Ninja movies, most famously, and several other movies like that in the 80s. So you guys keep up the good work. I'm loving the show. Thanks. Bye.
So that's the runner-up. Michael Dudikoff. Yeah, that's a good one. American Ninja movies are very popular in the 80s.
And, you know, he was the only one to come up with Michael Dudikoff.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris we heard a lot of.
Right.
A lot of people said Chuck Norris. But Dudikoff, good choice. Definitely an original casting. And
I thought that guy was dead, though, Dudikoff.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, his career is.
Oh, well, that's why he could be in The Expendables, too.
It's true. Very true. And, all right, let's play the phone call from the winner. This is the winner.
Hey, this is Adam from Yuma, Arizona. I'm calling in regards to who should be in the next Expendables 2 movie. Should be, I believe, Wesley Snipes. He did Demolition Man with Stallone. Carl Weathers, of course, he did Rocky with Stallone and Predator with Arnold. Steven Seagal, Kurt Russell, Tango and Cash with Stallone. You know, bringing back Snake Plissken, Chuck Norris, Mel Gibson, Lou Ferrigno, and Jackie Chan.
So there you go.
So everybody, essentially.
Essentially,
Snipes,
yeah.
Weathers, Seagal, Russell, Norris, Gibson, Ferrigno, and Jackie Chan.
Everybody. Stick them all
everybody.
In there.
But it was a really complete list of people.
Right.
It is a really solid group.
And it included Kurt Russell, and he made reference to Escape from New York, his Escape from New York character, Snake Plissken. You got to give it to that guy.
And come on, anybody that throws, you know, Gibson in there, you know, after everything.
Yeah.
Got a little credit for that.
There's no way. There's no, that's like.
He's never bouncing back?
Almost as far reaching as the next phone call. So congratulations. Who was that? Who is our winner?
That's Adam from Yuma, Arizona.
Nice. Congratulations, Adam. And now let's play the...
I'm going to call it the doesn't get it guy.
Let's play the doesn't get it guy.
Hey, guys. This is Jeff from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm a big fan of your show, and I heard about you're looking for action heroes of the 80s, and I'm sorry, but I got to think of all the different people that could come to mind, and I had to think the Brat Pack. How cool would that be? Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, the whole gang up against the Expendables. Either that or Steven Seagal. That'd be, you know, but they'd probably have to roll him around a little bit to get him ready to go. Otherwise, you guys have a good time enjoying the show. Take it easy. Beautiful and 85 and sunny here in New Mexico. Bye.
He doesn't get it.
Doesn't get it.
I don't. I mean, it's creative.
Right.
Thank you for calling in.
Appreciate it.
None
of the Brat Pack kids really action film stars.
I don't really see how they would go up against the Expendables.
Emilio Estevez did two Young Guns movies.
Yes.
Let's see.
What's his name?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Dead Zone was the closest thing to.
Wasn't really an action
to,
movie.
To not
nor
comedy.
Was his reporter character from Batman worthy of action status. Molly Ringwald never did any action movies that I'm aware of. The only action I ever saw, what's her name in?
Who? Ally Sheedy?
Ally Sheedy was high art. Which you know, she has a lot of action with other females in the movie.
Ally Sheedy might be the only one because she's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
She got
maybe.
The crazy in her. So
I think she's better now.
Yeah.
I think she had problems, but I think she's better.
All right.
High art is the movie if you want to see some Ally Sheedy action. Not really the Expendables type of action, sir, but nonetheless.
So, yeah.
And who's that leave?
Judd
Nelson, we didn't mention.
Judd Nelson.
The only action that he's ever done, to my knowledge, is, I mean, I could be wrong, Jane Silent
J-Bob?
Bob was the only thing he had a gun for.
As the other cop?
Yeah, as
along
one
with
of
Bill
the
Ferrell?
Yeah, the sheriff or whatever he was. So, doesn't get a guy, gets nothing.
So, there it is.
Yes, sir.
Geek Stuff. DVD News.
DVDs! A couple out this week we wanted to mention, bring up.
Uh-huh. I'll mention it right off the bat, sir.
Go for it.
This is the
title that wins the most versions out on DVD in a single week award.
What, really?
There are three versions that came out on DVD this week of this.
Wow. Well, it's Ridley Scott's take on the Robin Hood legend.
Right.
And how many did you say and why?
There are three.
Uh-huh.
There is the Robin Hood Blu-ray DVD plus digital copy combo pack.
That's what I got in my hand.
There is the Robin Hood 2-disc unrated director's cut DVD.
Okay.
And then there is the Robin Hood single disc unrated director's cut DVD.
I have unrated director's cut Blu-ray.
Yeah, I don't.
And it has a pull open cover. It's the first time I've ever seen that. Which kind of explains to you what everything is. Blu-ray combo pack includes Blu-ray, DVD, and digital copy. Breakthrough apps only on Blu-ray.
Oh.
All sorts of push on the Blu-ray stuff. BD Live, which is offering you special incentives and materials over there. We interviewed somebody from this motion picture, sir. Do you remember who that was? TikTok.
No. Oh, yes. The guy that played Alan Adale, the guy from Great Big Sea.
Correct. Name Alan Doyle.
Right.
Just saw him this past weekend at the Irish 2000 Festival.
Up in New York?
Yes, in upstate New York. Talked to Alan. He's very excited that the movie's coming out on DVD. Great Big Sea releasing their 10th album. Just released their 10th album. Saw them in concert. They absolutely floored everybody. Terrific band. Great Big Sea. That's Great Big C-S-E-A. And you can check out Alan and other people, including Russell Crowe, in this version of Robin Hood. So there it is. I did not get to see this in the theater, regrettably. So I am going to be watching this forthwith, as they say. As they say in the Robin Hood time.
I see.
Forthwith, they say. Which means soon, forthwith.
Something that was on TV that I didn't get to watch, so I've been eagerly waiting for this release. Spartacus, Blood and Sand, the complete first season.
Yeah, I do want to see that.
I really want to see this. It got a lot of really strong reviews.
Yes.
And all of the footage that I saw from it looked pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is it streaming
on the Netflix?
I doubt it's streaming if it just came out this week.
It's a Starz production, though, isn't it?
Oh, it might. It
so
might
it
be.
It might be streaming.
It might
sir.
Be. I'll check it. I'll, yep. I will look. But that out on DVD this week, both Blu-ray and regular.
Uh-huh.
Also out on DVD this week, How I Met Your Mother Season 5 and Modern Family, the complete first seasons. Both really well, funny, award-winning shows.
Probably no other films out this week?
What do you mean?
On DVD?
Oh, there's a couple. I'm working my way down the list.
I'm sorry.
American Beauty, the Sapphire series Blu-ray out on DVD this week.
Oh, I don't have that.
That's really it.
You know, actually. I went to get that 7 that we talked about.
Yeah.
Sold out everywhere.
Well, that's because it's 7.
I know, man. I'm fucking pissed, though.
Also out this week, Castle, the complete second series.
Yeah, nobody cares.
What do you mean nobody cares?
Nobody cares.
Season 3 just started.
Nobody cares.
It's a good show.
Nobody
You
cares.
Don't watch it. You have no opinion.
It's Murder, She Wrote with a young man instead of Angela Lansbury.
You have no opinion. You don't watch
and
it.
Part It's like part Murder, She Wrote, part Bones, part
You can't
buddy
criticize
cop drama.
It if you don't watch it.
I can.
30
sure
Rock,
I can.
Season 4 out on DVD this week. Community, the complete first season out on DVD this week.
Really?
I didn't Human see Target, Rock the either. Complete first season
oh,
out
Oh, that
on
one
DVD
I
want to
check
week.
Out. Now, let's talk about Human Target for a minute. This may be one of the most underrated shows ever. Do we know if that's coming back for a second
it
season?
It is. I just saw it's. I think it's next week. And I thought it had got canceled.
So did I.
And then I'm looking through EW and they got their little pull out of
right.
show. And then Human Target season 2.
Blamed. Based on a DC comic book, right?
That's correct.
And we should say, where was Emmy for Jackie Earle Haley? Where was the Emmy nomination for Jackie Earle Haley for that show?
I don't know what to do.
Because the episodes I saw, he owned. So I'm a little upset by that.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Got any, OG?
I don't.
Well, I do. Thankfully, one of us is doing a job down here. Kano Origins, number 4.
Doo-doo-doo. Oh, good. You're bringing us more Green Hornet books.
Yes. Well, sir, I have to say, the Green Hornet stuff is really, really good, and I want to be skeptical because, let me be honest, you know why I'm pushing the Green Hornet books, truthfully, can I tell you?
Why?
Because the movie is going to suck dick, and nobody okay. is going to give a crap about the Green Hornet when it's over. I guarantee you, when the movie comes out and bombs, these comics will end.
Okay.
And the shame of it is that these are good comics, they don't have a lot or anything to do with the movie, and they're really good. I really like the characters, and I'm going to be sad when they go. So I'm promoting them as much as I can because I think Green Hornet is a terrific character, and the movie's going to kill him. Okay?
Fine.
Streets of Gotham 16 from our friends over at DC Comics. Paul Dini writing this one, and Dustin Nguyen doing the art. Still terrific artwork inside, and of course the Paul Dini writing. Terrific, terrific Batman book. Check that out. I'd say top 3 books right now that I'm reading. Issue number 9 of Cowboy Ninja Viking.
I knew you were going to say that because that book's huge.
Huge. Yes, it is oversized, if that's what you meant.
Yes, I meant in scale.
Yes. And of course, we've talked about this for quite a while now. The artwork by Riley Rossimo is amazing. They're using this sort of spot color technique where, you have to just see it to appreciate it.
Has it been collected yet?
I think one collection so
nice.
Far, sir.
Add it to my list.
Written by A.J. Lieberman. This is a terrific book. Everybody should be checking this book out. Cowboy Ninja Viking number 9. Couple of trades. Well, one to talk about really quick because I'm confused. This is the Mice Templar Destiny Part 2.
Okay.
Volume collected hardcover.
Okay.
So my problem is that it's volume 2, number 2. So that's actually just 2.2 on the side. And they've split, this collects Mice Templar Destiny 6 through 9.
Okay.
And I guess the other one collected 1 through 6. I'm not really sure how this numbering is working, and I'm afraid I'm going to miss something.
I'll find out for you right now.
Because I really like this book, but I'm confused as to how the numbering of the trades is going, sir. Do you have any information on that?
Okay. In July of 09, Mice Templar Volume 1 came out.
Correct.
In May of 2010,
right.
The Mice Templar Volume 2, Destiny Part 1 came out.
Okay.
In August of 2010, Mice Templar Volume 2, Point 1, Destiny Part 1 trade came out. Now, I don't know. That looks like it might just be a soft cover of the one that came out in May.
Okay.
And then this is Mice Templar 2.2 Destiny Part 2.
So
it looks
Destiny...
like in total there are three collections out so far.
Okay. I'll have to figure it out. I don't know. I got to talk to my local comic retailer and help sort that one out.
Mice Templar Volume 1.
Yes, sir.
Mice Templar Volume 2 Destiny Part 1.
Right.
Mice Templar Volume 2.2 Destiny Part 2.
Correct.
That's what you're looking for.
So I think I missed Destiny Part 1.
Trace.
I think I missed it. Let's talk about this little item really quick. DC Comics proudly presents The World's Greatest Superheroes by Paul Dini and Alex Ross. Can you tell me what this is, sir?
No.
TikTok.
No.
Would
idea.
It help you if I said I owned four of the pages in this book at one time?
Yes, but I can't remember the name of the series.
Now, let me think. I want to say the late 90s, but I don't know if that's
correct. That's accurate.
Is that correct?
That
late
is correct.
Late 90s or turn of the century?
I believe late 90s.
99, 2000, 2001, 2002, and 2003.
So started in the late 90s. Right.
Paul Dini and Alex Ross did some oversized treasury-sized books.
Right.
For DC Comics.
Yes.
And they... were a spectacular hit. Spectacular hit.
Okay.
And they were Batman, War on Crime, Superman, Peace on Earth, and a bunch of other ones I can't remember. This is the trade of those, sir.
Okay.
So this is all those oversized books in still not a comic size. Not the original size, because the originals were larger than this.
Much larger.
So they've reduced it down slightly so that they could get them all in a beautiful trade. Going to run you, $30? There's never been, I don't think, a better collection of Alex Ross DC artwork, kind of straight up non-futuristic.
Right, right.
Type Alex Ross artwork ever, and this is spectacular. And yes, at one time I did own two pages from Batman War on Crime, and yes, at one time I did own two pages. In fact, here's the two pages I used to own from Batman War on Crime.
Yes, I recognize that.
Yes, and I owned two pages from Superman Peace on Earth, and I'm thumbing through to see if those pictures are in here. Because I just like to remember such things. I know they're in here. All the stories completely reprinted, full color art. I mean, this is a thing of beauty. You're going to want to have this. It's a soft cover, which is odd to me because I figured they would put a hardcover out of this. And I'm wondering now if I jumped the gun and this was actually, here's the pages I own from Superman Peace on Earth.
That one I don't remember.
That one I owned, yes, sir. And I'm a little upset. I'm wondering if I jumped, as I was saying earlier, if I jumped the gun and there's a hardcover coming, because I'd much rather have this in hardcover. But I'll take the soft cover for $30. Paul Dini, Alex Ross, The World's Greatest Superheroes, collecting all their treasury volumes from, I'll call it the turn of the century.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot tonight, but we have something.
Boing!
And it's cute and it's interesting.
It's from Mega Mini Kits. And do they have a website, I wonder? EC Publications. Oh, it's runningpress.com. Runningpress.com. It's a tiny little Spy versus Spy from Mad Magazine. Two spy figurines and a 32-page book of spy versus spy strips. Tiny. We're talking, is that even 3 inches? 3 inches by what? Maybe 2.5 inches. The figure is about 3 inches tall each. You get a black spy, you get the white spy, and a little book. it's a nice little gift for the fan of Spy vs. Spy. I've been a Spy vs. Spy fan my whole life, so I could not resist such a thing. And honestly, I don't, for the life of me, I cannot remember what, $8.95 for it?
Yeah. You know, and it's weird because I went to the Running Press site and I guess I expected to see maybe a series of these or a couple of these little things.
Nope.
This is really solicited as a book.
Yes.
It's solicited as a book.
Tiny little book.
And the figures are just kind of like, eh.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like thrown in there. But really, the truth of the matter is, I mean, I really want the figures.
I do too,
to be honest. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm gonna have to snag one for myself.
Indeed.
And with that,
yes,
I think we'll take our next break.
Our final break. And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 206. Insert title here.
Correct.
Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow.
Why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
You have an opinion.
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. InHisLikeness.com.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born.
Hey, this is Gary Coleman.
Hey, this is Todd Ritter from Different Strokes.
What you talking about, Willis?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Different strokes it takes.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 206. Insert title here.
Of course, that refers to our contest this week. We want you to listen to the entirety of Big Kev's Geek Stuff front to back. And then we want you to call the GVM line,
425-920-6050.
And leave us a title for the episode over there, and we're going to pick one of the winners, one of the titles rather, as our winner, and we're going to send you a fabulous prize. This could be a decent prize also, because we are a bit laden with big prizes that we need to give away.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
And speaking of prizes,
congratulations
to that bloke from Yuma,
Adam,
that guy who won the Expendables contest,
right?
And you know, a good exciting contest. You know, we had the D&D contest
uh-huh.
a couple episodes back, and those prizes were a little bit delayed in going out, but they finally got out.
Nice.
Everybody started getting them in the mail.
Cool.
And over at the message boards, taking little photos of their prize,
right.
their little figure in their die, and posted it on the message boards.
Nice.
It's nice to see that.
It's nice
to see people get their stuff.
It is. And glad we're able to give stuff away.
I have one more announcement.
Uh-oh.
Remember we had the Vamplets contest?
Yeah.
One of the winners was Crackett.
Right? Yes.
He was a winner. And Crackett contacted me, and he said, listen, I was at Dragon Con last month, and I was walking around, and I stumbled upon the Vamplets table.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all excited, and I told him, hey, I heard about this on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and he bought one.
Nice.
So he said that because of that, he would like to pass on his prize to the one guy, to one of the people who didn't win the prize, but who had submitted really nice artwork.
Okay.
So Square Melon. From the message boards, you're going to win a Vamplet courtesy
of Crackit.
So contact me with your info, and I'll get that right out to you.
And, of course, to contact OG.
It's like a community we're building.
It is. It is. To contact OG, of course, you want to email your information
right.
To him at geekstuffog@gmail.com. And you want to open that email by saying, hey, Kev.
I guarantee you that will get you no prize.
I'm just saying.
So all of those emails I
have
came
you,
in?
Have you
been deleting them?
Have you gotten emails and phone things?
I got a couple emails.
Not phone things.
A couple emails.
Tweets.
And I deleted them all.
Tweets?
No tweets.
No tweets yet?
But a couple of emails, all deleted.
Don't forget, you can tweet OG at GeekStuffOG at Twitter, right?
And you will not get a response.
And you can.
So there it is.
I'm just saying they can tweet you, sir.
Oh,
I didn't say anything about tweet Hey Kev to them.
Right,
I just said they can tweet you.
No response.
Aren't you a little overzealous in your defense, sir?
I won't block you on Twitter because presumably you're a fan of the show and I still want you to be able to get the information that I put out there. But I will not give you a response.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
This week we talked about Zack Snyder working diligently on the script of Xerxes. Keanu Reeves wants some guy that did a bunch of films in German to direct Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bogus Journey, some other Tubular Tale 3.
What?
Excellent Adventure, Bogus Journey. I was trying to come up with another bad 80s like word, like bogus and
I
excellent.
See.
Tubular came into mind, and I went with Tale for the alliteration.
Gotcha.
Hawkeye won't look like Hawkeye. And DC, to no one's surprise, is going to announce a bunch of superhero movies, and Voltron looks a lot like a bunch of Ravages from the Transformers film squeezed together.
Congratulations to all the Harvey winners, including friend of the show, Darwin Cook. Congratulations to him and all the winners. You certainly deserved it. A lot of independence there, as we said, and looks like one Spider-Man book, one for inking, I think, and no DC books. I'm a little happy that these independent books are being recognized.
It's nice to see the independent
it
books
is.
Get their day.
It is, because Marvel is kind of shit, and DC is starting to slide in that direction a little bit.
I heard DC was in talks to move their offices out of New York.
Really?
Yeah, but they ended up deciding to stay. I think they were going to move to the West Coast. And I hear that the final decision was made to stay in New York. So they're staying. They're staying for us local yokels.
Thank goodness. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a haul.
In DVDs tonight, we talked about a couple of titles that came out that maybe you want to or maybe you don't want to check out. Those include Robin Hood by Ridley Scott starring Kurt Russell, Spartacus, Blood and Sand, the complete first season. A shit ton of TV shows, Castle, How I Met Your Mother, Modern Family, Community, 30 Rock, Human Target, and a bunch of others that I didn't mention. So, Bored to Death, Season 1. So, you can check all of those out on DVD this week. And then we talked about a couple of comic books that came out this week. Kev had a couple, you know, laden with Green Hornet-related books again this week.
Not laden, sir. It's one book. Kato
That's laden.
Origins,
That's
number
it.
4.
One is too many.
Streets of Gotham, 16. Cowboy Ninja Viking, issue 9. We also talked about the Mice Templar 2.2, which is actually Mice Templar Destiny Part 2 trade.
So it's actually the third collection.
Correct. We also talked about Paul Dini and Alex Ross's World's Greatest Superheroes collection in soft cover. And in product tonight, we talked about from runningpress.com. It's the Spy vs. Spy book and figure set. A little tiny little, like a stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
For a Spy vs. Spy fan, I'd say.
And, you know, Spy vs. Spy figures. Hello.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I got those other ones, the big ones.
I don't have those. And
DC Direct put those out.
I know. I remember. I'm regretting still to this day. Oh, actually, I might have those.
I have all of the Alfred E. Newman ones
I know
that
you
they
do.
Put out.
You have
and then I got the Spy vs. Spy ones as well.
I think I have the Spy vs. Spy ones, but if I do, I don't know where they are.
Tisk tisk.
Well, I mean, relatively speak. They're probably in the archive.
Right. Don't forget, you can check us out over at New York Comic Con, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. We will be at, what booth are we at this week? Are we settled? Booth 428.
Is
our booth number. Yes, 428. So we'll have some exciting stuff going on there all 3 days. Some exciting guests and artists doing some signing. Plus, you know, in theory, me and Kevin will be there as well. So if you want to come by and say hi to us, you can. And, I'll be there. Kevin may not.
I'm going to throw this out also, sir.
What?
Eric from Argonaut Resins.
Leave the boy alone.
The GVM line is 425-920-6050. And
he's going to back out.
He's not going to back out.
He's going to say.
He's going to back out. He's going to regret it.
He's going to say, fuck that guy.
No, he's not.
That's what he's going to say.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie, sir. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Also, depending on when you listen to this, don't forget to check out My Plastic Heart. If you listen to this before the opening night of the Chris Reiniak show,
right.
Meet us there. We're going to be hanging out that night with a bunch of friends of the show. Of course, if you miss opening night, his stuff is going to be on display there for a couple of weeks. So you can still go and check it out. My Plastic Heart, a great, awesome little shop. I'll post a link to it online. It's on Forsyth Street in Manhattan. So
correct.
Check that out.
Correct. MyPlasticHeart.com.
Correct.
For more information. And that's that.
That is it.
So with that, I'll end this episode as we end all Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcast episodes by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star. Yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.